Awesome.
Hey, you.
Hey, I'm in the bathroom. It's a little bit small home. I'm not doing anything, but I'm just like I'm in the bathroom. I'm sitting on the floor. I live in a small house, and so I'm in the coldest room in my house at the moment. Can you hear my heater or no? I can turn it off.
I can hear you. You're fine.
Oh, okay, awesome. That's kind of like.
Because fair warning, I'm walking around myself, like around like Chinatown and stuff. So yeah, if you hear background noise and stuff, tell me. I'll try to find someplace quieter. So we're good.
Oh no, that's the perfect setting. I like you remember when Aristotle, how he taught his students, he walked around, the his school. So I like that a lot. Well, I wish I could
Absolutely.
walk too, So anyways.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Awesome. And I want to tell your audience and my audience who's going to listen, the reason why I wanted to do this podcast episode with you was because the fact that you posted a video on Facebook and you said that regardless if the woman is strong and independent, she always needs her, her husband
Absolutely.
in her life. And I definitely agree with that, coming from a person who's considered very masculine. Independent, strong, courageous, but I still need my masculine, figure in my life. And it's going to
Yeah,
be offensive to people who's listening to us. We are going to kind of, it's just man and a woman having a conversation about the feminine and masculine energy and about how we need each other. So.
and if they're the type of people to get triggered or offended, let's be honest, they don't really need to be here anyway. So let's just rock with
Yeah.
that.
And so, but I really got interested in your podcast at the fact that you talked about like the Spartans, about the women dominating their men. I thought that was pretty interesting. So I
Oh
was like, what? Dominating
yeah.
their men in ancient
No,
Greece? So.
was I was probably referring to ancient Sparta,
Yeah.
and what it was that it wasn't so much women dominating men as much as it was like it was basically Spartan women got the same training, education, and food as Spartan men. Spartan men obviously were geared more toward like their jobs, the war and things like that. But Spartan women were expected to raise the next generation of Spartans, and what they knew, the Spartans, was that women needed to have good nutrition, have good training, have basically be inculcated in Spartan society in order to produce the next generation of warriors, and it worked very, very well.
Of course, to people who are listening, it's not the fact that, Franco and I are rejecting what happened to the women who were thrown over cliffs and stuff like that. Because they like what China did, they favor boys more than women. It's that happens throughout the culture.
Absolutely.
We understand that, but it was unusual during that period of time that women were giving a lot of opportunities just as men. In that particular, the Spartans and it's pretty interesting what they did. And the women were strong. They
Yes.
I don't know what they ate and what it's like their nutrition was really like bland, but at the same time they really were concerned about generation and encouraging the civilization to kind of course they failed like everybody else.
No, I mean every civilization falls to some degree or another, but I think it's a sharp contrast to honestly even civilizations and societies today. People like to point to the worst of societies today, your sort of the one-child policy in China, the female genital mutilation of certain tribes in Africa and the Middle East, as like, oh, that's what the patriarchy is. That's absolutely not what the patriarchy is. That's just tribal corruption, if you want to call it that.
Exactly.
Yeah, the reason people like look at that, it's for certain circles look at that and say, oh, maybe that's, maybe we have to control our women more, is because we've swung the pendulum too far to the other end. I talked about this recently on my very recent episode about spiritual bypassing, where we have a habit as humans of literally going from one end of the pendulum to the other, and I feel like that tendency is more amplified in modern living than anywhere else.
Yeah, and of course, it's in my personal opinion, as a woman, and I hate everybody start the sentence as a woman, you know, it's just
as a woman.
The SJW,
so you're saying
the SJWs that kind of like ruin it, you know, but me, I feel like in our, of course, the feminist movement, okay, women didn't get to vote. And we're going to talk about the West in particular. So women didn't get to vote in the United States. And so we made the 19th Amendment, right? Yeah. And so I understand that portion, but I feel like, I believe they call it the fourth wave feminism. I think they're leading too much more to their masculine area in themselves. And I feel like they are ashamed of their feminine qualities, I guess. Because if you think about women, like I said, we're just generalizing. Not everybody is the same because, like Carl Jung, I strongly believe that, like the anima and the animus, like the anima is the unconscious, feminine energy in a man, and the, animus is the unconscious, side of a, you know, the masculine side of a woman. So there's, you know, I believe strongly in that. And,
of course,
it's like a duality, of course. But what we're meaning by that is that women are usually the nurturing one. We're compassionate. We're collaborative. We are kind. That's why you see a lot of women in nursing care, right? Not many. I'm not saying that a man is not incapable of that, but what I'm saying, that majority of women have that qualities. And the feminists nowadays are really, it seems to me that they are showing toxic masculinity. You know, it's like, that's what I'm beginning to see. They're ashamed of their, you know, just like, you know, we talked about like Athena and stuff like that, the warrior, wisdom, justice, you know, and a lot of people, you know, they worship, especially the Greeks and the Romans, women as well. They forget that we have that quality of masculine energy within us as well. But don't be ashamed of that. The ability to have a baby. Don't be ashamed of being able to nurse and caring for other people. And I'm proud of that. And of myself, I'm able to have children, that I'm able to take care of people, that people come to me for, you know, for advice and comfort. And, you know, and I think with the feminists, they're ashamed of that quality. They want the masculine side. And of course, there's, you know, they often forget that we are, it's like, you know, like I mentioned, it's like yin yang. You kind of need both sides of yourselves. And so they're kind of adopting that behavior. They're being bullies, and they want to dominate men, and they want the matriarchy, basically.
Right? Yeah, or a gynocracy. And I think it tends to, you know, I think whatever good intentions you can say feminism had in the beginning, like you said, getting women to vote and things like that, I think things have kind of eroded. It's been built upon a lie that somehow women weren't able to work prior to the 1960s. The reality was, women worked constantly, whether it's the, you know, ancient era, whether it's, you know, the Native Americans, where the woman would, you know, basically harvest the corn and things like that. There would be women who would help their husbands, you know, run their business in the Victorian era. There were absolutely outlets for women to work. And I think it's become one of those lies that everybody believes that, oh, somehow women weren't allowed to work. They were just required to, you know, that whole line about being barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, you know?
Which I don't mind. It's fun. I did
right,
that.
Right. I was about the same thing. I'm just like, eh, you know, I'm sure there are a couple of ladies out there that wouldn't mind me giving them a barefoot and pregnant existence. You know, like, look, if I had the money to do so, yeah.
Cheetos with yogurt. You know, I didn't really mind all that. And people often forget. So my ancestors, so my family, if to Franco's audience, that my family were from, I'm from Cambodia. So the women were with the men. We were side by side with the men. We went out to the fields with the rice fields with the men. A lot of women did the trades. Okay, they sold the stuff. They were capitalists, whereas the men, they did the labor and they used their strength and like that. Not many. And I think with the Western feminists, they kind of forget that. And I feel like it's insulting to our sisters in the past when you forget that. Did work at home a lot. majority of women ran the house. And people forget that. See, I live my life like a Klingon. You know what I'm talking about in Star Trek? So it's like, I strongly believe, like my mom taught me, because my mom was very, due to like, post-traumatic stress disorder from the war, the Cambodian Civil War. My dad,
all that stuff.
So my dad was kind of incapable of being the masculine figure in our lives because he was very feminine. And let alone on top of the damage that was done and things like that. So my mom kind of adopted the father and mother figure. So I learned that a lot. And my mom always told me, it doesn't matter if you're a woman, she goes, you can carry a baby for 9 months and you can work and run your house. Whatever you do, run your house. It doesn't matter if you are, tiny or if you're old, run your house, pay your bills, your little castle. And so I kind of adopted that behavior, and the Klingons from Star Trek, they're like that. Of course, the men kind of took, in charge of the positions like that in Star Trek, but the women, they serve alongside the men. They fought war combat alongside with men. I strongly believe in that. And I feel like the feminists, they don't do their history. It's like they're stuck. And so they start bashing men. And I think that's kind of rude, because it's quite disgusting, because just like Carl Jung said, the worst thing to do is to take purpose away from a man.
Absolutely.
Don't do that. Don't do that. I don't necessarily speak for men, and you can kind of chime in. Is that start male bashing? To me, I think it's more easy to shame a man than it shames a woman.
Yes, I agree. No, and I'll chop in on that one. I think it is significantly easier to shame a man, because there's so many things that he was raised to, provide for his family, provide for the woman in his life, things like that. And that natural instinct has become perverted, because now, with the rise of feminism, no fault divorce, things like that. It's become detrimental almost to even get married. And that's why you start seeing kind of the rise of the whole MGTOW culture. And it's not a bad thing in and of itself. What it is a reaction to the constant male bashing that third or fourth wave feminism has brought upon. Any man at all, a man's purpose is his work, is his career, is going out there hunting the deer. And to kind of have his hands constantly tied in a hat to basically be gaslit into believing that everything he does is never enough. That's one of the most toxic psychological routines that has been imprinted upon modern society. Because, I've seen this in like a smaller scale in certain people's relationships, where basically they are gaslit into believing, into trying to give everything to their significant other. But then constantly being undercut, constantly being told that, oh, that what they do is never good enough. What they do is, they're useless, they're worthless, da 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 da. And after a while, they come to believe that, you tell somebody something multiple times, especially if it's someone that you're intimate with, they're going to believe it.
Right.
And where we've ended up is this, inverted society, if you will. And it's very interesting that you brought up the men and women fighting alongside each other in the Cambodian Civil War, and with, Indochina and everything else that was happening around that same time. My family is French, so, I've learned a little bit about, in Cambodian culture, Indochinese culture, just off of that, because there's still older generations that still speak French to this day. And so I've just pieced together kind of the traditional lifestyle, if you will, and it's very much what you described, where the woman would, where the woman would work out in the fields with their baby strapped to their back, for a long time, and the family is expected to pitch in and help and things like that, and you don't see too much of that around the middle class white lady feminism.
it's just like, okay, like it's like they always use that the argument. And like I said, this is not an episode where we bash feminism, but the problem that we're seeing is that their side, it seems to be the one that's forgetting the beauty. Like I admire masculinity. Like I admire men. I really, really do, because I can get away with being a woman with a lot of things. And not many feminists kind of like realize that, because with men, they're expected to do a lot of things. I mean, if you really think about it, our entire civilization in the West was built not necessarily as whole and at an absolute sense by men, but we use, you know, men's strength. I mean, without fucking internet, I can't depend on Karen to fix my internet.
Right.
You know, I hate to fucking say it. Soccer moms is not going to fix my fucking internet. It's the men that's out there. They're out there doing, you know, putting the fucking internet together, and they're the ones doing the plumbing. They're the ones building the sculptures, building construction. Now, it's total opposite in Cambodia, because the women are the one that's outside doing the work. So it all depends on the culture. So when the feminists talk about, you know, being oppressed, I'm like, could you specify?
Yeah, because... you're like, elaborate, please. I can't see how you're oppressed living in an air-conditioned office, you know? Now, we can argue whether capitalism kind of drove the rise of the feminism we currently have. That would be an interesting episode.
You know, and it's I really like I said, there are patriarchy countries. I do agree, like in Saudi Arabia, for example, where women are not, like, they have to be, you know, walk side by side. I think it's like an insult to women in that country, you know? And it's like the West, you know, the feminine energy right now, we're too much of that. And Dr. Peterson did talk about that. It's too chaotic.
It is.
We're too chaotic at the moment. And not many people, not many women want to admit it, but if you really look at the evil characters in the past, majority of them are women. Majority of them are women, because they often forget. A lot of my feminist friends, they always make the argument that under a woman, under a matriarchy, there will be peace. Well, and I laugh about it, because, like, you know, when you look at the matriarchy society, I'm not talking about the Eskimos or anything in Alaska. I'm talking about particularly like in China. They still live in kind of, you know, like they didn't advance, basically. I'm not saying that men are in a society of men that were going to be, you know, advanced all the way. Of course, there was women that were working for NASA and things like that. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is too much feminine can be chaotic. Too much compassion is kind of a bad thing too, you know?
Yeah.
And not many people, they realize that, you know, you kind of have to balance between the two energies. And if you don't, you see what's going on in the United States right now. I'm so sick of them, you know, feminists making fun of, you know, the high rate of male suicides. It's men. They succeed in all these.
And it is. And I think I would say that is a symptom of a world that has no purpose. The reason for the high male suicide rate is, like you said, people are just constantly bashing them. And that doesn't sound like much on the surface. But again, when I go back to what you talked about with the gaslighting and imprinting toxic patterns on people, that's what's going to drive your average, you know, average man to suicide, because, you know, it's why bother living if no fault divorce is going on. You know, let's say you dedicated everything to your wife. You've done the best you could, but your wife believes the popular narrative of independent women and all that, you know, punk garbage. You know, it's, and she divorces you, takes the kids, you're paying child support. You maybe can see your kids if the wife is amicable enough towards you. Most of the time that doesn't happen. And the judge will automatically take the side of the mother in any and all custody battles. And, you know, it used to be it was for a good reason, but then now more and more you're seeing stories coming out where, you know, to be quite honest, the majority, and this is why the media buried it quickly. There was a string of human trafficking arrests recently, and the majority of them were women. The majority of them were women, basically trafficking young women and young into what about sex slavery, you know?
Right.
And it's, I'll see if I can dig up the articles about that, about who's gotten arrested, because there's been a few different cities that's happened. But it's one of those things where you talked about, like, too much femininity is not good. And it speaks volumes that even in, you know, the Norse mythologies or the Greek mythologies, the wizard, the ones specializing in witchcraft and illusion spells and things like that were always women. It's, you know, I was a friend of mine telling me a little before that men as a whole tend to be the ones that'll ground you, you know, whereas females tend to be the more like the air ones, the spiritual ones, the ones that can kind of see underneath the surface, whereas men are just concerned with, you know, hold fast.
Order, basically. Yeah. And I always make the argument. I don't mean to make, you know, like, you know, feminist matter or anything like that. I just want to understand what exactly are they fighting for? Like, for example, what do we call Earth? What's her sex? It's a she, right?
Oh, Gaia, yes.
We don't want to get political correct, but we're going to. But
no, Earth is a woman, yes. Mother Earth. It's been that way forever.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, what did Mother Earth did? She killed a lot of people, didn't she?
You know? Yes.
That's what we're talking about. This is probably my most controversial things that I'm going to say. Men have a set morality, whereas with women, the feminine energy is we're like a moralist. We're just going to do it. I said, we're just going to do it just because. And that's Mother Nature. You know, it's like a circle of life. And so with the feminine energy, it's very complicated. Okay? And like I said, we're right now, we're just generalizing. We're just scratching the surface because
somebody's going to come up and like, I'm not like that. I'm not like that. Like, no, it's, you know, there's always going to be exceptions. And
so that's why I always hear, like, you know, like all these like fucking hippies, you know, current day hippies. The hippies in the 60s were cool. I'm talking about the current day hippies. You know, they're arrogant. They're like, oh, we have to save Mother Earth. And I go, you realize that she doesn't care about you, right? I go, she is going to execute you if necessary. I don't know. Did you guys remember the Black Plague? Did you guys remember the Spanish? And, you know, I was like, you know, it's like, you know, that's all, you know, nature. And yeah. She doesn't care about you. And I always say that all the time. I go, she doesn't care about you. And that's the women within us, the feminine. And it all starts at home. A lot of people, they're like, oh, well, I have daddy issues. No, I understand that. You can fix daddy issues. But with mothers, it's the relationship with your mom, it's so deep, you know? And it's just a connection that starts with, you know, when she was pregnant with you. And I totally understand this when I give birth to my son. And it's your responsibility and everything starts at home. And of course we want to, you know, the male figures in our life want to, you know, impress him and things like that. But majority of the time it's our moms, you know, you know, close to your mom. I'm close to my mom and everybody loves their mommy, you know, and I feel bad for dudes because, you know, it's like the first thing that everybody do is my mom. I want my mom. You know, and so, yeah. And so the current day feminine energy is to the point where it's chaotic right now. It's to the point where it's too much of everything, too much compassion. Now, a lot of people's like, what do you mean too much compassion? Well, when you shelter, so my mom had too much compassion, and you can't really blame them because, you know, they just escaped from a war, right?
Yeah.
And so what they did was they housed my brothers and sisters. So they got like, oh, you know, stay safe. And we're going to keep you, we're going to hold you, and we're not going to let you explore. Well, it really did a lot of damage to me because it caused a lot of anxiety. So it made the world really scary. So what we're doing is we're showing too much safety net, and that's a feminine quality. Not a men, not a masculine quality, is feminine because men are risk takers. Okay?
Absolutely.
And so with the feminine energy too strong, we're raising a generation. Like you and I were millennials.
Yeah.
And our generation's kind of fucked, right? Because
we've got like a 50-50 thing. It's weird. Half of us are just like, we understand what's going on. The other half buying into the propaganda. It's weird.
The other half is colonists. it's like, wait a minute. You know, I think you and I, we kind of got that. And we kind of accepted that. And so they often forget. Like, of course, we're not making the argument that men cannot cry. We're not making the argument that men cannot feel or men cannot be compassionate. That's where we talk about the yin and the yang. And that's where Carl Jung got it. In my personal opinion, it's the individuation process where everything's complete, where we have an inner woman in us or an inner man within us. And I feel like with the feminists, they're so ashamed of, oh, men look at us like the weaker ones. Who told you that? It's like, who told you that? Because of course, who doesn't want to care for somebody who's fragile, who, you know, things like that. But at the same time, you know, you have to understand that quality is within you and you should be proud of that. you know? Absolutely. And you know, we look at the gods and goddesses, right? You know, for example, Helen, right? She's a beautiful goddess, you know, and she's the goddess of what, beauty, I think? Beauty and what else?
You're referring to Aphrodite?
I think so. Isn't she? Or was it Helen?
No, Helen was a human woman who was the most beautiful woman in all of Greece. Right. She had numerous suitors fight for her, and they said she was blessed by Aphrodite, which may have caused the Trojan War. But that people go back and forth on that, whether Paris stole her away or whether he was the man that she was originally supposed to be with. And it's a complicated story.
Yeah, so Aphrodite, she was the goddess of beauty, I think.
Goddess of beauty, love, and lust all the same time.
That's fun. That's fun. And so I think I'm not saying that the Greeks, you know, they did not dominate women or anything like that. I'm not saying that, but the modern feminists, they kind of forget that guys were slave too, and they fought the gladiators. Okay, their life sucked. They had to fight lions. All right,
absolutely, yeah. Slavery was like, and that's the thing. People like to, you know, talk about slavery or this and that. Slavery has literally happened in every culture,
right?
To every race, to every, you know, men and women. You know, it's not solely exclusive to one to one race or one people or anything like that. Exactly. Rather, it's just, you know, everybody's done it. Everything's had it happen. Hold on.
Ooh, something bad happened.
Yeah, the ambulance.
Something bad is happening again. The SJW is coming for you.
Oh, God. It's an air raid siren. Whee!
trigger alert.
Oh, God. No, you know what's crazy? I remember I was talking to somebody. This is like one of my first few podcast appearances ever. And I remember basically at one point studying SJWs and found out that they had corrupted social justice, you know? The original term of social justice was a priest by the name of Father Coughlin. And what he was all about was pro-workers' rights, pro-America, pro-country. And he was against, you know, these regime change wars. And he got shut down in the 1930s for opposing FDR getting into the European conflict. He thought that the United States should remain neutral. And, you know, they were smearing him with all sorts of names. And, you know, to this day, they still claim, oh, he was a Nazi, blah, blah, blah. But he never was. He was just he was a Catholic priest who believed in smashed him relentlessly for going against the popular narrative, which should sound familiar for a lot of people now.
Yeah, it really. I think that what's going on at the moment, our energy, the ball of energy that we're pulling, is that we're forgetting our roots. Basically, we're starting to destroy our culture and our past. Now, our culture is a little bit different. See, you and I, we have a history together, right? So the French, they colonized Cambodia. I'm not gonna hold that against you. I really don't care. I really don't care. But it's just like, you know, that's where it all. It's just a masculine. Like, okay, for instance, like the dualism, tea, and all that. It's the Chinese came up with. I don't know why I say it like that. That was kind of weird. But like, it's kind of bad. Like. Basically the yin and the yang, right? And so there's no shadow without light, and it's pretty ironic that the Chinese came with this philosophy and then the women did not get treated correctly. I think what's going on is that people often forget that practice what you preach, basically. And with me, I want to see a society where everybody embraces feminine and masculine energy. And like I said, it's not necessarily masculine means men or feminine means women. It's the energy within us and the chi within us. And then so if you put too much masculine, if you have too much feminine energy, you have the matriarchy. And when will we understand that we need each other? Like the right and left here in the States, we need each other. but I feel like it's too radical for some odd reason to find a balance in existence for some odd reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we tend to swing pendulum from one side or the other side, and it's gotten to the point where, you know, it's so radical because people have legitimately, like, taken politics and political theory on as a literal religion. We've pulled, you know, a belief in a higher power out of, you know, our world, our society. You know, even the so-called Christians only really believe in Christianity. We weren't the only ones who truly believe in their faith. Faith are currently running, you know, slavery in Libya. You know, it's and it's gotten to the point where it's like the only, for me at least, personal opinion, the way forward is going to be we have to revive the gods of our ancestors. Yes, I said gods. That's multiple gods. We're going to need that because too many people like to, you know, say, oh, my god is the best god. No, multiple gods, because there's a god for every wheelhouse. Plus, it, you know, if it worked for our ancestors, who are we to turn that down?
Isn't that what Nietzsche said, though? Like, God?
Yeah. I think that's what he was trying to get at. And I think that's why he used Apollo and Dionysus pretty heavily. And there's been a few good books written on paganism. I personally prefer the word polytheism, because paganism, it's like, it's, for one, it's an insult. And for two, it's one of those things where people tend to use just as, like, you know, pure, like, hippie nature worship. And it's like, no, when I say polytheism, I mean the actual old gods of these old civilizations.
Yeah, and it's so interesting. It's just like, you know, our history, and we're often forgetting, of course, you know, all these people who are saying, you know, we're all the same, but they're the
no,
ones.
We're not. We're not. We're honestly not.
And I have different branches of humans, and I understand it. Of course, people are going to make the argument, oh, well, then there's a superior race, and things like that. Oh, okay. But look at the different distance of the human civilization in different parts of the world and see if we can learn something from them. Of course, a lot of people don't want to go back then, but understand. Try to use it in a way to fix our current issue. Now, I'm not saying bring back patriarchy or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But
maybe.
But what I'm saying is that we need to stop being ashamed of our inner feminine and our inner masculine. Like I said, I'm very masculine, but I'm very chaotic at the same time. Of course, people, you know, and I hate that about myself, because that's why I can never be a leader. And I kind of learned that about myself, because if I was a leader, I would be in charge of the flag. All right.
you'd be Little Miss Death Squad. I can already guess. You know, you got the heritage and everything. You know, Nefertiti Cambodge. That's what they're gonna call you when you're running around with a Kalashnikov and going, like, you know, sit down.
You know what I think it is? I think it's, people are just ashamed. You think that's what it is? It's a lot of shame going on.
Yes, it is. It is. I agree completely. And I think that people say shame is good. I don't quite buy that. I think shame is only good for certain kinds of people.
I think what happened was, is only 30 minutes, huh? I said, I think what happened was is Anchor only, like, provides 30 minutes time, right?
Could be, yeah. I mean, the longest episode I have on here is an hour, but that was more of a literal face-to-face conversation. So, yeah, it could just be we chop it up in half an hour pieces.
Okay. So what we're saying, sorry.
I was saying you'll be Richie Cambodge, and, you know, if you were to run a, you'd be a leader, you were going to, you know, be the cute communist revolutionary.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people were saying. You know, they were like, you know, because my dad was a revolutionary fighter for the wrong side.
Yeah, let's be honest. If they put the AK to his head, he's not exactly going to ask too many questions. You know, it's tragic, but it's true.
Yeah, of course. You know, it's like for instance, that's why I posted a. If you are friends with Frankel, I'm friends on him, and we comment a lot. I'm very active with on Frankel's, you know, Facebook, and I was talking about a lot of. My feminist friends got really offended that I didn't have a modern day figure I look up to. You know, I look up to a lot of Athena, Lady Justice, Lady Liberty.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and so they got really mad. You know, these are not real women. I go, no, but the ancient people kind of understood that, you know, with Athena, she was a warrior, you know, and, yes. I'm not saying that I'm the greatest fighter in the world, but at the same time, I really do like the idea of justice and freedom. And so they, you know, they of course they point out, well, what about the current day activists and things like that? And I go, no, I think you guys are getting it wrong. Because when I say about justice, I think about an unbiased definition of justice, where everybody is being held accountable for everything. Just like you know, about the women who had the trafficking, and of course, you know, with women, they're like, oh, you know, let it go. And when
absolutely not, law and justice have to apply to all, rich, poor, man, woman. Mm-hmm. That's the literal basis of a society. You know, you have to have order. Otherwise, people are going to think we can get away with damn near anything, and they will take advantage of that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like we are forgetting, especially, you know, with the ladies nowadays, they're like, you know, oh, feminism is about equality. Well, if you really are fighting about equality, you wouldn't call yourself a feminist. You would call yourself an individualist, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I have my own personal problems with individualism, and I'll chop through that in another episode, but, you know, the fact that women will call themselves a feminist, that just means that they are pro-feminine. They want to put feminine above everything. Yeah, back at it again.
What happened? Did your face hit the stop recording button?
Oh, no. That zone, I guess.
Because the finished recording button is like right at the bottom of the face. That's why I have you on speakerphone. So I'm holding it away from my face because I have fat cheeks like a chickmunk. So I'm kind of like, ooh, I gotta.
You're like, ooh, I got those chubby cheeks. I gotta. That's probably what it is. My strong cheeks.
Yeah. We're gonna have to like cut into like parts and shit, but that's fine. That's what the thing about, you know, how like a lot of people, they always like complain, oh, well, this episode, this, you know, it's really hard. They really don't understand that, you know, we have to like, you know, make time, schedule, things like that. You know, I have to do this, you have to do that, you have school, I have work, you have work, I have school. And so it's like really back and forth, and then technical difficulties like this, it sucks. You know, we're gonna have to break.
I love that this is the, you know, that we're actually doing this, and I also love that this is gonna be the first of many episodes that you and I chat about this sort of thing. You know, it'll be great.
and little at the same time, we're kind of like cool about it. We're not really, like, this is what happens when you put sane individuals to have a conversation about these type of things, because it gets really detailed and it gets really deep into philosophy and a lot of spiritual and religious teachings and things like that that our human species are trying to figure out about existence, you know? So it's not easy to have these type of things. And it's a lot of people they refuse to have these conversations because of the fact that they don't want to, like, I don't mind, you know, having like, you know, I'm a small person. I'm not really fucking small. I'm like chubby. All right. I'm like a little dumpling. All right.
You're so cute.
I'm like a 5 foot dumpling. All right. And so, aww,
that's my new nickname for you, dumpling.
You know how, like, you know, like how I see you play video games, you know, how, like, yeah. There's different characters in video games, you know, the masking guy is really strong, or that girl, that woman character that like know how to use the bazooka. You know, we are all we are constructed differently,
yes,
than everybody else. But at the same time, we have to understand that within us, there's different aspects to ourselves, like our psyche and things like that. And I believe moving past that shame and admitting your vulnerability, there's nothing wrong being vulnerable, but don't open yourself too much. I'm not saying like open yourself to the world, but what I'm saying is that the moment that you start to kind of understand your weakness and your strength, you kind of feel whole, you know, like a mutual wholeness. And of course, you know, a lot of people are like, I don't need anybody to make me feel whole. I strongly believe, like, with me, like I said, I'm so chaotic to the point where I need someone who's orderly. If I'm with somebody who's chaotic, it's not going to work out, you know?
Absolutely. So, no, you need somebody that's grounded. Strangely enough, I've had like ex-girlfriends and stuff that they were they were pretty chaotic in their personality and stuff. And they mentioned at length that, you know, if nothing else, they love that I tended to just be a grounding presence for them. that tended to kind of be like this calm sort of presence, this calm healing presence.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, we're not saying that women are they're gonna fucking start wars. Like, that's not what we're saying. What we're saying is that
I mean wars are started over women, but yeah, it's a whole different story.
It's all, you know, it's every different story, different personalities and things like that. And sometimes like I you know, I like to go to comedy shows and things like that, and I see like, you know, women being proud of being crazy. Like, who is proud to be crazy?
A lot of people in our society, apparently. Yeah, it's like there's songs on the radio go, you know, where this girl's going like, she's cute but she's psycho and stuff like that. You got another song talking about black widows, and I'm just like, oh god, we're going out.
I wouldn't be proud of eating my person that I had sex with, but hey, you're prerogative, and I think it's because they want to feel strength, and you know, and to be honest, this is my personal opinion, and probably, you know, some of your girlfriends could probably get mad. In my personal opinion, I believe that a weak woman is one that's like step on a man and dominate a man.
I agree completely.
You know, especially like, okay, we're gonna get to like the dirty part, like sexual intercourse, for example. A lot of the women, oh yeah, I like to be on top, and I understand that. I go, great position. Great. Did your face hit it again?
Maybe.
But anyways, what I was saying is that we're talking about black widows, and you know, they're eating the men.
We're talking about like weak women are the ones that really try to just step on a man, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And it, like, you know, a lot of women are like, you know, I like to be the dominant one and things like that. I understand the Germans like to do that. The German women, they're into like that dom shit.
The reason I ever dated a German woman.
You know, they're into like that dom Nine. Shit. which is fine. Like I said, we have to understand different cultures and how they view women and men and their relationship and things like that. But I'm talking about particularly in the West, that the difference between looking up to your man and looking down to him. I think in order for a relationship to happen, and I understand that you're single and it's like the dating world's kind of shit. I understand.
Yeah, complete shit. No, absolutely. I mean, I'm not to rant on a second, but I'll point this out that, you know, with a like that who keeps saying like they're, you know, oh, they would love to be on top, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And even somebody's going to probably bring up the example of like female dominatrice. Yeah. The reality is there is such a concept in BDSM called topping from the bottom, where basically it's the submissive who kind of gives up the control, if you will, whether that's a man or a woman. Gives up the control to their dominant, their partner in that specific scene. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think too many people like to, you know, they tend to not comprehend the intricacies of that. Mm-hmm. And they tend to just take it for like, oh, it's just 50 Shades. Oh, you know, I want, you know, somebody to just take control and things like that. That's, you know, people bash 50 Shades, but I think that in and of itself was just a frustrated expression of what women truly want.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm not really into like Twilight. I think it's like pretty I don't read romantic
the romantic
yeah like romantic you know like the romantic books like the man is like holding the woman, he's all buff and shit, you know. I think those books are freaking disgusting, and I'm not a fan.
No, it is. It's like there's so, I'm sure there's so much schlock like that, and like people are just like, oh yes, I'm manly man.
Oh, Henry, saving a candy bar. You know, it's like we understand. It's like those romantic books. It just really like confuses me, because it's just like, what the fuck do you want, basically? And it's just like. To me, do
women know what they really want, though? Is that an actually a good question to ask?
Yeah, that's,
I mean, they made a movie about that back in the day with Mel Gibson, and I think even he was still confused by the end of it.
You know, it's just like to me, like for me, so you have to remember that my masculine energy dominates my feminine energy, so I'm pretty simple.
Yes.
And I'm pretty blunt what I want. If I'm
just like, yeah, pull my damn hair.
You know, fuck me, asshole. You know, things like that.
I'm sure your man is very happy though.
You know, like, I pretty much know like what I want, but at the same time, you have to To me, what I've learned, okay, so I used to play like a lot of video games and things like that. So I
Okay.
was very, it's male dominate, of course, in the, very male dominated, like playing Halo,
Oh,
Nintendo,
yeah.
things like that. Of course, there were women, but not many girls were, not many women were gaming. There were developers. Of course, there was, it's different now. You see a lot of women in the gaming industry. And so I've learned that with men, that they're very simple in what they want, right? They're not complicated. Now, I'm not saying that all men are like this. I'm not saying that, because there's some men that are very, that have
We're talking about averages here, so we'll just keep running off that.
and so they're very simple. And as with women, when you're fighting for equality and things like that, could you fucking specify what you want? Because I very powerful positions here in the States, and we have a lot of opportunities, and
100%. I mean, it is an interesting thing that, people talk about the West is a patriarchy.
okay,
You.
take four. Hear me?
Yep, I can hear you fine.
Okay, so I think it's your face hitting your the
Oh,
button.
my face, yeah. Or just got some, I don't know, walking
They go,
around.
okay, blame the man. All right.
Okay. Blame the man, huh?
The man, like always. This is what I'm talking about, you women.
Oh, come on, come on. Don't be a brat.
It's just like, what were we talking about? What did you say? You were the last
We
person we
were just talking about, like, you were talking about video games, how you played video games as when you were
Oh
young.
yeah. Right. We were talking about video games, and I noticed that with guys, they're pretty simple, but they talk a lot of shit to each other, which is kind of
Of
common.
course,
Yeah, and I think it's their way to like dominate each other and things like that. I think.
keeping your skills sharp and whatnot. But I think that the way males compete is going to be different than females competing, and that's why there was always that thing about like men being having it hard to compete with females. Like there was a high school wrestling match where a boy basically forfeited and let the girl win because he couldn't wrestle a girl. She was the only girl in the whole school, I think, but he forfeited rather than wrestle her, you know?
Yeah, well, I went to high school with a chick. She played football, and
Ooh, oh boy.
she played football, and she fucking got tackled just like everybody else. Like with me, like I know my limits. Like when I say when I believe in equality, I mean like in opportunities. I'm not saying that men or women are equal, but I'm not saying that women cannot do what men can do. I'm not saying that men cannot do what women can do. But at the same time, we have to forget, like I know that I'm 5 feet, I'm chubby, and if I go in the ring with an MMA fighter, she will fuck me up. All right,
Yeah.
so
Oh, yeah.
with a guy, especially with a guy, and on top of that, and they often forget that quality, and the different sex and things like that with the different genders. And of course, we all, like I said, we have different characteristics, but it depends on the culture of how they use that. Just like my culture, it's kind of an equal thing. Everybody's being used, basically. I'm not saying used in slavery, but what I'm saying is that everybody has a role to play in the family.
Absolutely.
Whereas here in the West, I believe, and like I said, I will call myself, I'm an advocate for individualism and things like that. But dude, I think that kind of led to narcissism,
I
and
agree.
I yeah, and I'm willing to admit that and say, hey, we're kind of fucking up. It's like we're kind of fucking up. And I and for a person who advocated for individualism and things like that, I'm willing to say, hey, I'm wrong, but nowadays it's not really like that anymore. And I feel like this is what the eagle, it's like, what do you say? It's like too much. It's like a too much masculine energy. At the same time, it's too much of a feminine energy. Okay. Last try. But what I was saying, I forgot what I was saying. Oh yeah, the right now we have like a little bit of, and you know what it is? It's not even a masculine or a feminine energy. It's an ego. I think it's too much of an ego of both sides, and they really need to shut the fuck up because we have.
No, nobody wants to admit they're wrong. And people think admitting you're wrong is a sign of weakness, when in reality, great philosophers have admitted they're wrong. Great orators have admitted they're wrong. You had this show in the olden days, I forgot the name, but it was with this guy named William Buckley Jr. And he would always have everybody on, and he would always debate them. And it was that was an interesting type of show.
Yeah, And didn't he like I remember watching him debate like a far leftist, and he had everybody on the show. I think it was pretty interesting. We really need to bring back those debate, and you know, especially between men and women. Have you ever seen the MGTOW and the feminists go at each other?
Online, yes. In real life, no.
Yeah. So there was this guy, it's MGTOW, so men activists versus feminine activists. I hate that versus shit. Put them together, let them have a conversation. See, you and I, we're not saying we have our issues, but at the same time, we're willing to say, hey, look, can we kind of like chill out a little bit and kind of work together? And this is why I'm very fond of the masculine energy and the warrior and how I say thank you, because dudes, I'm not saying that women didn't have it rough. What I'm saying is that guys, they are just, you know, have to, you know, you kind of, if could you imagine, like with guys, if they don't work, like with men, if you don't have a job or they're not doing anything, they get hit hard, you know. As with women, we can stay home and eat Cheetos and watch Hulu, and nobody would judge us, you know. And people often
Yeah.
forget there's such thing as a women privilege. There is, you know,
Absolutely, 100%.
and so now with me, like I want to see a society, or I want to see like like there's a thing called a family structure. Now I'm not saying man, woman. I'm not saying woman, man, and you know, I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying
Family
is,
structure would be the way to go.
structure is the way to go. I don't care if it's a man, or a woman, having it, raising a baby, as long as we have that the support and family that we have, you know. And there's, and of course, dad can give, but it's so complicated. Like I'm really careful what I say about that, because a lot of people get really offended. Oh, you're saying that a woman can be like, no. It's that people often forget they're starting to destroy the family unit,
They are,
this idea of family. And that's and like I said, I'm willing to admit that's the rise of individualism, you know. And I'm like, fuck, you know, say back at it again.
No, and
It's
I agree. Like, and I'll say this, for whatever its flaws, even the Soviet Union believed in family strong in a strong family.
oh, really? That's
Or even no, they did. And people tend to there were cultural Marxists who came in, but people forget that cultural Marxists didn't come directly from Russia. They stopped over in Germany first,
Mm-hmm.
founded the Frankfurt School, and then came to the United States.
Yes.
And I don't doubt that Soviet agents used those cultural Marxists to basically infiltrate, but I think there's been more damage done with international capitalism, as we're seeing now more and more play out, you know? Everything's all about the almighty dollar.
Yeah, exactly. Like with me, I feel like a lot of people are just like ashamed of, you know, like you hear every, I don't know how you are with your family, but with my family, I have seven brothers and sisters, so 9 and 12,
Aww.
including my, I'm the middle child, so that sucks. But like I have family members who refuse to talk to each other, and I think to myself, I go, I don't want to die knowing that my brother and sisters is mad at me. I can't fucking do that. And
No, I can't do
and a lot of, I see a lot of people who's like, you know, regardless if it's your family, you shouldn't have to deal with this, which is it's understandable. I'm like I said, I'm not suggesting that you shouldn't set boundaries with your family, but then when you start to kind of forget that they're your bloodline, you know, it's really complicated, and then it's just like it, like I said, it destroys your house. And this is where Dr. Peterson's always saying, you know, clean your house, clean your house. You know, and he, in my personal opinion, Dr. Peterson's pretty feminine, in my personal opinion. All right. You don't see, can you imagine Dr. Peterson sword fighting? Come on.
Dr. Mason, what now?
No, it's like sword fighting Joe Rogan. Could you imagine
Oh,
that?
Lord. I mean, fencing, sure. MMA, nah.
And
There
so
was
we
a
have
boxer, would
different,
be funny, though.
you know, we have different, you know, a lot of people, they contribute to society, and we have to
Of
remember
course.
that. Just, and I don't even know how to figure it out right now, how we can, you know, teach people to be, you know, happy with your feminine quality. Like I have friends who are really, really girly, all right, and they do their nails and things like that. I'm a very hard working woman. I like working with my hands, you know. I like getting dirty and doing construction workers, you know, side by side with my
Oh, getting
man.
dirty, huh? Yeah, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Exactly. Not the dumb part, all right.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean,
And
I know we got the coronavirus around the corner. Leave the dogs alone, boom.
You know what I think it is? I think it's because, like I said, like my culture is because we're my family line, we're kind of farmers, you know? And I always wanted to live in on a farm and work with my hands. And I like getting fucking dirty and things like that. And that'd so awesome. There's different, but, and so there's like different women and there's different men, and that's all to culture as well. And so, that's what I said earlier about being ashamed. They're ashamed of their feminine quality. I'm happy. I'm small than everybody else. All right. If there was a German,
you are our cute dumpling. That's what you are. You are our small but mighty dumpling lady.
And so, you know what it is at the same time, I think people are just, they don't know how to adapt, or kind of like, they feel like they're stuck.
That's really the core of what it is. I think it's just the fact that we tend to lack purpose in this world, you know. And I think, and it's interesting because you notice that people always said the communists would be the ones to destroy the family. And to a very small degree, that's true. Rather, it's cultural Marxists and internationalists who did it. But we're seeing more damage with capitalism because think about it. Most people our age can't afford to have families, can't afford to get married, me included. You know, I'm currently wrapping up school and working a regular job. It's hard as hell. Like, and right now, I'd love a family. I'd love to get married. I'd love to have multiple kids. I want to have five kids. I keep telling my friends, I'm like, I want to have five kids, damn it. And they're like, why? And I'm like, because me, more of, no, I'm just kidding. No, because it's like, I'd like to bring, you know, because I grew up an only child, you know. I would love to have my future children have brothers and sisters and, you know, create a clone army of me. I'm
you're the only child? Oh, lucky you.
No, my family is pretty small, you know. They long story short, I ended up being an only child.
Were your parents like working parents? Like did they
that,
have like...
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, both parents worked. I think that's what it is. They just had me and then kind of, you know, they didn't really go for any others again, you know.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I like to bring up though? Japan. Yeah. Capitalism in Japan.
Man. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
It's hard because it's like their birth rate is on the one hand, I love that they've retained their culture. I love that they've retained some of their traditions, at least a little bit. But, mm-hmm. you know, so capitalism is just running through it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you know what it is? And to the listeners, we're not fucking Marxists. All right. If somebody ever called me, that's an insult because, you know, the Khmer Rouge, hello. But what we're saying, what we're trying to say is that a lot of people, you know, they keep putting career first over family, but they often forget that we were hunter-gatherers. We were a community and things like that. And I like that sense of community, and I like to be able to help everybody. That's why a lot of people are drawn to me, and I really want to be much better at it. Is I love to take care of other people. Aww, I love it.
That's cute. Like,
adopt other people as my child or as my friend. And I love to take care of them like a mother. I love that ability that I have, you know? And so when I see people that are like lonely and things like that, it breaks my fucking heart because it's in the United States. It's like I said, I'm willing to go back and say, you know, individual is good. I think about the individual. The same time, we're raising the next generation of narcissists. They're only thinking about themselves, and I hate the fact that, you know, we don't think about other people. And my mom raised me to think about other people, but that's East and West too, you know?
That's another cultural thing as well. I think we've, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase kind of what Chuck Carlson said, you know, I don't worship capitalism. I worship the gods. You know, I don't, you know, I if your system is hard, making it hard for me to get married and have a family, what good is your system, you know?
Mm-hmm. And like I said, this is where people are becoming radicalized.
People talk about like, oh, why is socialism on the rise? And I admit I'm a socialist. Absolutely. Not the, you know, wimpy sexual minority DSA crap, you know, but I'm a socialist. Yes. And I firmly believe that, you know, I'm a patriotic socialist, and I think that, you know, we have to help our country, our families, our people, in our country. Because we can't keep eroding our worker base with constant cheap labor given to these vulture capitalists, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. I definitely agree with that. And it's just like, it's not, see, this is why a lot of people are like, you're a fucking conservative. And I go, who are you to tell me what I believe? All right. I want people to kind of guess my politics like they want to guess my sexuality. You know, it's funny.
It's okay, Boone. I know you go both ways.
But at the same time, you know, it's a lot of people like to say I'm a Republican, like to say I'm a Trump supporter, you know, things like that. No, no, no.
rabble. No, that's the thing. A lot of the narratives online is just like rabble.
I like to see like I want to hear your point of view. I seriously want to hear your point of view. Like, I want to understand. Okay, why do you call yourself a communist? Why do you call yourself a socialist? Why do you call yourself a Marxist? And regardless of how I feel of what the Cambodian Marxist system did to the people, like I get that. Okay, I understand that, but we have issues. And this is where, you know, I guess Yang, like they're willing to say, we have fucking problems, okay, in our society, and we're not thinking about things like this.
Yeah.
And so that's where you need to sit down with everybody in different political spectrum and put the same ones. Not every socialist is like the SJW. This is what makes me mad at the same time, because you're a cool dude. You know, we're having a conversation. We're different political spectrum, but at the same time, we're sitting down, we're actually having a conversation and say, hey, problems that you see. Let's try to figure it out together, you know?
Yeah, let's figure out our country. Let's figure out our nation. Let's see how we can pull our people out of the mire. I think too often we've tended to put the, you know, because people naturally have a tendency to try to help others. But the problem is, you know, it's all become corrupted. And I think the natural instincts that we've had for forever have just become corrupted now, thanks to internationalism, thanks to international capitalism, global finance, things like that, you know, and cultural Marxism.
Mm-hmm. And it's just like, it just, everybody's just going at each other, like the radicals and things like that. They're the loudest one, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah.
So fucking loud and just like, okay, shut up. Let the same people talk. I understand your fifis. All right. Let me kind of figure it out. Like, I understand.
And I mean, I hate to kind of be callous about this, you know, because I mean, like, it, strangely enough, my family was like, money wise, we were middle class. Like, we, you know, did our best work, things like that. I was raised, you know, with manners and very, very cultured. You know, my family is French, so I was more raised with like Europe. I have like 1 foot with European culture, 1 foot with American culture. But I mean, it tends to always be these middle class people that tend to take on these obscure theories, that tend to believe in 72 genders, that tend to believe that, you know,
72 genders,
because I mean, like, these same idiots that talk about like transgender, there's transgender rights, TERF this, TERF that, these fake SJW people, these scumbags, they tend to care about the things that really the majority of people aren't affected by. And it's not to deny that those things don't exist. You know, you've had, in the Native American culture, you had the Two-Spirit people. In ancient Greece, you had Tiresias, the blind hermaphrodite seer. So there is, you know, precedent for these sort of things, but none of those things took center stage. It was just the peripheral. They were always on the peripheral, as, you know, they are and should be. The reality was, it's like, okay, we war, family, and living and life, you know, that's really the core of any major society, ancient or modern, you know, war, like, you know, defending yourself against enemies, family, making a family, having children, passing on, you know, your values, and living, you know, like career and things like that. All those three things are absolutely necessary, no matter where you are.
And it's just like, everybody's like, we need to work together, and they don't do it. They beat up the other opponent. I don't understand. I was like, you know,
do you want to work together? No, you don't. Because I mean, a lot of people are dishonest about that sort of thing. They claim they want to work together, but the second you reveal you're different than they are, they're just like, you know, jump into hysterics because they can't handle opposing opinions.
And I always like, you know, have really interesting with Marxists and things like that. And you have to remember, not all Marxists are the same and things like that. And they have different, you know, opinions on men and women and things like that. But me, and I would say that the person that I'd like to sit to is the Marxist Trotskyites. I guess the Trotsky, the followers.
Trotsky, yeah.
I'm not saying that Marxists is all like, you know, they're, you know, like I said, they're not all the same, just like socialists are not all the same, and not Republicans are all the same and things like that. And I think that's what's going on, is just everybody's just generalizing everything. And this is where the problem lies with the feminine and the masculine. They're generalizing everything and putting in little neat little boxes. Whereas you and I, we're actually breaking the boxes down. I'm trying to understand, okay, so what's going on? Why are we seeing a lot of rise in chaos? And people are like, are you saying female is chaotic? Oh, duh. Yes, I am. I was like, because think about it.
It is. I mean, you know, you notice like Helen threw the entire ancient Greek world into chaos because you now had the Greeks and the Trojans fighting each other. Hera was usually the one, you know, behind the scenes, putting snakes in Hercules's bed. it's, you know, Hecate was the goddess of witchcraft, and she could get pretty chaotic if she needed to. Morgan in Celtic mythology, oh, she was a goddess of war, and she was plenty chaotic.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, and I'm probably going to piss off a lot of people, but when when you see, you know, when men commit chaos, there's a purpose behind it. Whereas when women make chaos,
it's for nothing.
Why? Why did you? What happened? Did he say no? Or she's like, I'm fine. And then she fucking destroys everything.
I've seen that play out rapidly. It's just like, you know, oh, I'm fine. To the point where men is just like, the second she says she's fine, that hit the deck, get on the table.
So like, you know, it's like Mother Nature, there's a certain species, like the pandas, for example, like, why did he mate him for?
No, the panda was trying, but the female panda's like, no, I don't care if you're the last panda ever. Get away.
You know, it's like, you're
kinda, not 6 feet tall, panda. Get away.
Yeah, you kind of like questions these things. And like I said, you know, with Mother Nature, there's destruction, chaos, and there's birth, you know?
Yes.
The contraction of birth to life. And this is where the women forget that, you know, we are a symbol of chaos. But I'm not saying that men don't have those qualities. I'm not saying that, you know, there's like all, you know, all women are fucking psychos, but hey, dude, we're not capable of that, you know. It's like we're so for them to like kind of, we want a matriarchy, okay?
No,
like,
you don't.
I was like, no, you don't. I go, it's just gonna be just as worse. I don't know if you know this, in the Khmer Rouge, one of the person who operates prison, who like the gulags, was, you know, a woman, and she was one of the top officials. And not many people forget that. They forget, you know, they forget Chairman Mao, Madam Mao Zedong. She was notorious, and people often forget that women are capable as that as well, but much worse.
And I firmly believe she was the one who started the Cultural Revolution in China, Madam Chairman.
You know, and so they feel like they nitpick. And I was like, you know what? I think I'm okay. I would like to work with my man in my life. I was like, I need that. And I need, to me personally, I need somebody to ground me. This is why I'm very attracted to masculine. I'm not saying I didn't date feminine men, but with feminine men, I seem to have, it doesn't work out because I'm so fucking chaotic. And so I'm not
going to take control too often. And you're like, no, man, take control. And he's like, no, honey, I'll let you do it. And you're like, no, I need Johnny Appleseed over there.
I was like, you know, pull my fucking hair, all right? Just pull my hair.
I mean, if you were single too,
so a lot of women, like, what is it? There was a study done that women don't really like, you know, majority of women leave men who are like cucks, right? The new word is cucks. See, I told you we're gonna get into like deep.
No, of course, but like I swear people use the word cuck constantly without realizing exactly what it means, because it's like it's gotten to the point where it's like people use it just for anything they don't like, especially on the right. And I'm just like, you have no idea what that word truly means, do you?
Yeah, I think.
And then I go Vietnam veteran, and I'm like, I've seen some things.
Isn't like a sexual fetish thing or something like
that? It is. Long story short, it was originally based off of the cuckoo bird, who would basically lay their egg in another bird's nest, but it would look the same, and then the cuckoo egg would hatch and then push all the other birds out of the nest. So it's basically like, you know, like in a way, it's like a bird parasite. In sexual terminology, basically, you know, to very summarize it very briefly, it just means letting another man fuck your wife in front of you.
That's
fucked up.
Pretty fucked up. And not many people, some guys like that shit, you know, and it's just like, whatever.
You can already guess my reaction to that. I'm like,
And so a lot of women, like when I say, like, I'm attracted to men who are very masculine, who know how to work with their hands, but I'm not saying that I'm not going to reject an IT guy or anything like that. I dated IT guys, things like that, but it's all different tastes and things like that. But I really don't like the current political climate when they talk about men and women, and they put everybody in a fucking box. It's really like, I look at these people when they having conversation. I was like, you know, it's not that easy, dude. It's complicated.
Not at all.
It's so complicated. Like some men are more feminine than me. You know, I have a loud mouth. I cuss like there's no tomorrow. But at the same time,
Good.
I'm very nurturing and compassionate, and I love taking care of other people. It's my most favorite things to do. And if I can do it, I'll do it for free. I don't care. I have
Yeah, that's a and that's, you know, in a way you're fulfilling like kind of
my
your
mommy,
function
my
in
mom,
that sense. Yeah,
yeah,
you're
my mom.
mommy. Aw.
And that's my mom. I love being a mommy. You know, I like
Aw.
it's just like I love giving hugs and things like that. And that's my mommy side. I'm not saying that guys are not capable of like that, but you normally see like the I like feeling like a nana. You know, like
Yeah,
I'm
that's
like that little Asian lady at the full restaurant who said, "How's your day?"
you're always feeding the grandkids, feeding the neighborhood children. You're like, oh, come, I feed you, you know?
Yeah, and I really enjoy that about myself. I'm very proud of my feminine side, and I'm fair, and I embrace my masculine side. You know, I love,
No, absolutely.
yeah, I love,
And I mean, because you have both of those energies inside of you.
right. And that's like that's this is why I'm telling everybody. I go, hey, you know, embrace your, you know, it's okay for a dude to, you know, knit if you want to fucking knit and do that, do it. I don't care. But
Look,
that's
there's special forces guys out there who knit, you know, as a hobby.
you know, and not many guys want to do MMA and things like that. So it's the I feel like everybody, like I said, it's the back to that shame, you know, shit. And the feminists are really fucking things up. Where me, I really don't care, but it's really messing up our whole cycle of our the production of humans, basically. I'm not saying that we're animals or anything like that, but it can collapse society, and they
Yeah,
don't
it
think about it
can.
like that. They don't. They think
And
about
I
go ahead.
personal experience about feminists, you know, and I used to be on dating sites a lot more than I am now. I've kind of given up on that crap because it's like it's useless. I don't need it. But the thing with feminists, the more a woman said she was feminist, two things. One, she wanted it rougher, and I'm talking like just rough, you know, hair pulling, spitting on her, choking, things like that. And don't get me wrong, I'm into that sort of thing, but you know, it would always be like they'd always want me to push the envelope more. More and more.
You want me to knock you out?
I mean, look, when a feminist girl starts talking about like, ooh, knife play, and I'm like, wait a fucking minute. And even me, I'm like, hold on now. I don't trust you enough to you know, do blood play. No.
You're like safe word bananas. Not gonna.
Right. Yeah, right. But I mean, one, they wanted to keep pushing the sexual envelope more and more, and it was usually to like fill some void that they had. And two, they tend to be, you know, the quote unquote bad bitch, always seen in like, you know, you get the media, movies, music, you know, shit like that. It's like, oh, I'm a bad bitch. And I'm just like, what? First off, what the fuck does that mean? Second of all, why are you glorifying prostitution? You know, and it's not even like sacred prostitution. Like in ancient Rome, they did have prostitution, but not in the way that we think. It was more like, you know, holier. It was more sacred. It was a place where, you know, a man or a woman could come and kind of just drop the armor in a way, you know? It was a safe haven.
I definitely agree with that. And this is where it comes to like the sex and things like that, because I believe it's like a connection. Now, I'm not saying like, you know, there's nothing wrong with, you know, I think we're like the only species that have sex for pleasure, I believe.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
And so, but with me, I see like it's like a connection, and it's okay to kind of, you know, I'm not advocating for open relationships for everybody, but hey, man, if you guys can handle an open relationship and have that chi exchange with each other, by all means, because I don't see sex the way that everybody else do. You know, not
Yeah.
everybody else. I'm not saying you, but you kind of understand what I'm trying to say. But like the
I
sex,
think so, yeah.
like a connection of energy, an exchange of energy, and I think they're having sex the wrong way. And this is where the rise of narcissism. They're having sex in a narcissistic way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use you as an object, and I'm just gonna like
Yeah.
come on, and that's pretty much it. And I feel like
You are
that's.
nothing more than a masturbatory aid. And that's, I think, like you said, that's the way everybody's doing it wrong with regards to sex. You know, it's not even like a tangential connection. It's not even a rapport or anything. You know, the rise of these swipe sites, you know, and I hate to sound like a Christian for a second, like these goddamn swipe sites are destroying our sense of family and our society. Where's my Bible? I shall thump it. But you know, look, in all seriousness, it's like the rise of hookup culture erodes the sort of rapport that you build up, the need to kind of go out there, put yourself out there, recognize, hey, one, not every woman or every man's going to be interested in you, and two, you know, you won't know until you step out there whether somebody's interested in you or not, because like you said, it feeds the narcissism with regards to these hookup sites.
Right.
And, you know, I've personally experienced, I've had like a lot of conversations and it's just constant talking and conversation and, you know, they just want attention. And I'm pushing it towards like, hey, let's go out, let's meet for a coffee. I'm free that day. And then they just, poof, vanish. And I'm just like, okay.
Right.
That's the point.
Right. And I totally agree. And it's just like, it really messes everything up. And like I said, we're not saying that everybody should, you know, there's, like I said, there's nothing wrong with having an open relationship. Hey, do you, if you can make an argument about open relationships and things like that, have multiple partners, by all means, dude, but then don't kind of force that onto society and say, this is a universal thing that everybody wants, which is not true. So with me,
yeah, I agree.
So like I advocate strongly in sexual wholeness. And so they don't really understand what I'm trying to say. I'm like, it's not some hippie shit. All right. Like, because I go,
Yoni must be in alignment.
And I was like, it's just like it's exchange of energy. And you guys have to feel refreshed afterwards, both of you. And if you're tired and stuff like that, which is fine. As you get older, your sexual drive kind of like, you know, goes away. But then I feel like, you know, the chaos order happens during intercourse. That's what I think happens. And so between men and women, and of course men, the lesbians and things like that, they have their own, you know, sexual energy and things like that. But that exchange of energy is really necessary for you to feed each other. But if you're having sexual intercourse and you feel drained and you feel used, it's time to cut it. It's time to go.
Yeah, you're in the wrong place, you know, because if it's like, if you feel drained even after just like conversations, like let's say you're dating somebody and after every conversation with them you feel like just drained or worn out, or they keep arguing you and shit and constantly like putting you down, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah, exactly. And it's really hard to find people who have conversations like this. I'm not saying it's easy, but people are there. They're starting to wake up a little bit. Their third eye is starting to open up. All right.
Absolutely,
so and so it
chakras
helps
are starting to align.
Exactly. And it's When we start to understand a little bit deeper about our inner chi, our inner feminine, our inner men, and you know, things like that, I think we'll be a little bit calmer. And I think that's what Peterson was trying to do. I think that was the intellectual dark web was trying to do, but then they didn't really succeed.
I think they did what they could, and I think that, you know, the media sponsored backlash kind of like surprised them in a way, you know, because they expected there'd be like backlash, but from like certain circles, they didn't expect like a conflagration.
Exactly. So, you know, it's, you know, the moment that we realize that, you know, there's dark, there's bright, there's masculine, feminine, chaos, order, ugly, beautiful, winter, summer, you know, we have to, you know, with the moment that we realize that again, it's like, again, I think it will kind of, oh, I get it now, but it's going to take, I wouldn't say centuries.
No, it took decades for us to get to this point. It's going to take decades for us to get back to it again.
And we're not going to, like I said, we don't want to be barbaric, all right? We don't want to be hunter-gatherers, but at the same time, I think we have to respect our ancestors, what they were trying to do.
Absolutely. I think, you know, the irony is that we tend to have this sort of neophilia, this need for everything being new and shiny and things like that, and our technology reflects that. But people forget Athena was both the goddess of technology and the goddess of wisdom. You need both.
Exactly. And she was a woman, you know, and this is where I start to, it's just the respect. And if you don't have the respect for the feminine, you have Saudi Arabia. All right.
Right? Or you end up with like, you know, with China's one child policy, where let's be honest, most of the children aborted were girls. Even in India, they'll still abort girls to this day.
Yep, exactly. And in Cambodia, at the moment, a lot of the rapes and stuff are done by a group of men, young men, by two women. And this is the problem that we need to see. But then when you come in the argument, you start bashing men and shaming them, that's not going to solve the issue either. And it's it's anger, you know, it's anger, but at the same time, we can't get really mad at them for that. But at the same time, we're like, hey, man, let's not start bashing men because it's not going to work out. It's going to make things worse. And we're starting to see a lot of men activists starting to pop up. You see a lot of men being single. You see a lot of, you know, things like that. It's easy for a girl, to, you know, no matter what age, to date. All right.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
yes. Doesn't matter so how old, because there will always be. Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, and even on these dating sites, like, women have joked that there's like literally like thousands upon thousands upon thousands. Like, you could just put a picture of a girl in just like a regular shirt, and it's just thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of like messages, you know?
Mm-hmm. And it's like me, like, can you imagine me? Like, I'm 31, and then if I'm single, put me in a Pikachu, Pikachu, you know?
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I think I might even hit on you. It's crazy.
Yeah. So they don't really understand it. It's just like, I just hope that we stop the whole nonsense of this people are more pressed than the other bullshit, because it's not.
Yeah, it's not, because it's not a contest. We're not playing the Prussian Olympics here, nor should we. It's one of those things where, like, you know, people, and I've noticed this in both the right and the left, people tend to use politics or social issues or this and that and this and that to paper over their own miserable lives. And I saw this for years happening. And, you know, I admit I did that in the beginning, when I first got involved in these political movements. I did that to kind of paper over some of the problems in my life. And then I came to the realization that, no, it's not, the problems are still there. It's not going to help me, you know. All I'm doing is just wasting my energy on this sort of thing, when in reality, let's be honest, who are you going to listen to? The random activist shouting on the street, or the person who's funding that activist, right?
Yeah, definitely. All right, that was a good conversation. We
amazing.
Did
yep.
Yep, an hour and a half. Hey, that's fucking awesome. In different pieces, though, so you're gonna it's your end, so you're gonna have to like cut into pieces.
Yeah, well. I'll put it all up together, and we'll make it work.
We'll do another episode where we're talking about like individualism and things like that. I think we should bring Connor on, huh? And
absolutely,
kind of,
yeah. Connor Durding, yeah. He runs his own podcast as well. I'd love to have him on as well.
Yeah, so that'd be pretty interesting, talking about individualism. And it's going to be a learning experience for me, because I advocated for that. And I like that. I would like to know, hey, man, I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong, you know, and provide your arguments and things like that. And so I'm willing to do another episode to talk about individualism.
Absolutely. And even with you and me, I'd love to have you on again. For sure.
Exactly. And talking about this yin and yang stuff is pretty hilarious. You know, we went everywhere.
We really did, because like these things are like so broad.